Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. This is the fourth shiur on the topic of Sukkah Yishana. And we've already seen the flows, Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. And now we are going to continue Kahena V'Kahena. And the Yesod HaDvarim was that the Sukkah Lishma that's required is not the Yirmiyachi D'Chefetz for the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's normally what Lishma means. But rather, the Hagdara here is that you're miyached the sukkah l'shivas yimei hachag. And with that yisod, we answered a lot of questions. And now we will go weiter with it. The Chazon Ish in Orachayim in Simen Kuf Nun, Seif Katan Vav, discusses the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you make it before the chag, within 30 days of the chag, it's kosher. And if you did it 30 days before, then it's not, then it's a Sukkah Yishana. So the Chazon Ish asked, I don't understand. If you made it L'Shem Sukkos, it's kosher all year. And if you didn't make it L'Shem Sukkos, then it's not kosher within 30 days. So what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah says, within 30 days, if you make it within 30 days, it's Peseder. If it's before 30 days before Sukkot, more than 30 days before Sukkot, so then it's not the Seder. So, I don't understand. You're making within 30 days. You're making for Sukkot, or you're not making for Sukkot. If it's L'Shem Chag, then it's kosher all year round. And if it's not L'Shem Chag, then it's not kosher within 30 days. So what's the Mishnah talking about? How can the Mishnah say a blanket rule? Within 30 is okay, past 30 is not. Apitom. So the Chazon Ish wants to say, Ayin Sham, again, this is in Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Katan Vav, that he actually made the Sukkah for a different purpose, not L'Shem Chag. And nevertheless, if he built it within 30 days of Sukkot, Munachat Bazeh Gam Machshava L'Shem Chag, Selikten Dem, as they say in Portuguese, it's encompassed in his building, not only a machshava for this other purpose that he built the sukkah for, but also l'shem chag. And therefore, the sukkah is kosher. And according to this, the Chazon Ish was also machshir sukkah's ganvach v'rakbash sha'asa toch lamet. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaChazon Ish. But it's very hard to understand the Svara. If he made it B'feirish for a different purpose, and he wasn't thinking about L'Shem Chag, then why does it matter if it's before 30 or within 30? He's building it for another purpose. So what does it matter if it's before 30 or within 30? So based on what we explained, we understand very well. Because if the Sukkah had to be L'Shma, so there's no L'Shem Mitzvah. If it's within 30, but he's not doing it for the Matar of Sukkah, it's not L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So if you're understanding that's pshat in the L'Shma of Sukkah, that it has to be L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, then if it's within 30 and it's not for the purpose of Sukkah, that's not called L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. But if we require, as we define the context of the Mishnah, the meaning of the Mishnah, that it needs to be a Sukkah L'Yimei HaChag, that the Kavanah is that this Sukkot is going to be for the 7 days of Sukkot. That's what the purpose of the Sukkot is. So, even though if you are very far away from Sukkot, in order that the Sukkot should be considered that it's being built for these days, for the days of Sukkot, you need Kavanah. And that's what Beis Shammai means. You need kavana l'shma. You need to have specific kavana. But if it's within 30 days, this asiyah of the sukkah, which is liyamim haboim, memele munach b'zeh shelimei achag. In other words, even if you're building the sukkah for another purpose, it's not for the purpose of sukkahs, but it's built within 30 days of sukkahs. So it means it's going to be for the coming days. If the chiyuv is that the Mishnah is talking about, that you have to build a sukkah for the days of sukkahs, So obviously, even if you're building it for another purpose, it's also going to be for the days of Sukkot, because it's going to be up. It's within 30 days. It's very close to Sukkot. So within your building, it also encompasses the machshava that it's going to be for the days of Sukkot. Again, if it was l'shem mitzvah sukkah, so you're not building it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you're building it for another purpose. But if the chiyuv is that it has to be built for the days of Sukkot, not for the mitzvah of Sukkot, that you're being kind of mitzvah of Sukkot, but that this temporary structure should be standing during the days of Sukkot, so within 30 days, then this, even if you don't have explicit kavana, this temporary structure will be standing. It's understood that if you're building it close to Sukkot, this will be standing during Sukkot. So therefore, that's what the Chazon Ish means when he says that it's being built for another purpose. But if it's within 30 days, it's encompassed, it's munach, by machshava shelcha, that it's also going to be for the days of Sukkot. And it's shaykh to the din of Sholem Adarshan Lamed Yom Kodem Achag, because the 30 days are the days that are shaykh to the chag, and therefore you have to do Jerisha v'sheila, so hopefully we'll discuss that elsewhere. So therefore, it's stama l'shem chag, mitzad etzema metzias. The metzias is if that are rebuilding within 30 days, that that's now the time period of the chag, that it's also going to be standing for the me'achag, and therefore the sukkah's ksheira. And that's what the Chazon Ish says about sukkah's ganvach v'rakbash. Right? We know the Gemara tells us that if you build a sukkah, ganvach, sukkah's goyim, sukkah's nashim, sukkah's behemoth, sukkah's kusim, that these people aren't b'nei mitzvah sukkah, and these are just built for these people who aren't chayv in sukkah, women, l'havdil, animals, goyim. So, havdil, between nashim and behemoth, l'havdil, behemoth, and goyim. So all of these are, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because it's not being built l'shem mitzvah sukkah. But it's standing, if it's the Chazon Ish said, it's within 30 days. It's going to be standing during the 7 days of Sukkot, and that's why the Sukkah has to be built, in order that this Diras HaRoi should be there during Shivat Yimei Sukkot. And therefore, it's Sukkot's Ganvach, and also Sukkot's Rakbash. What's Rakbash? Roim, Kaitzim, Burganim, Shomrei Peris. That these are shepherds and guards. So again, it's not L'shem, it's for Sukkah. But as long as it is mesukechas kehilchas, as long as it's a proper schach, it's built with proper schach, it's kasher, because it's you have the necessary kavana that it should be standing for Shivat Yimei HaChag. In the Sefer Chochmas Shlomo, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Vav, he asks on the Nidah and the Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim that there's an inyan of stama l'shma koi. Right, that the carbon, even if you don't have explicit kavana lishma, stama lishma. So the Gemara is talking about stama lishma. Why does the Gemara have to tell us about stama lishma? We already have that in the Mishnah over here by Beis Shammai, that k'shleishim yom kodem l'chag is lishma, because stama is l'shem chag. So if that's true, then why do we need to be mechadish in Tzvachim, the sinyan of stama lishma? We already have stama lishma here in Sukkah. And the Gemara there doesn't reference our Mishnah over here. So the answer is, like we said, that we're not talking here about a chalais lishma, that it's l'shem, this carbon. That's one din, that it has to be for the sake of this carbon. Or we see in Mishnah Zvachim, on Memvav, l'shem shishadvar, l'shem ishim, etc. But here we're talking about where it's built for the 7 days of Chag. That's a completely different topic. Ein zeinyan haMishnah didan shemitziyut haAsiya l'shem Chag, that the mitzias has to be l'shem Chag. You don't need the chalais of lishma that you need by Zvachim. You just need that it should be built to be standing during the 7 days of Chag. ומעתה הרי מבואר היטב המקור לעיכוב לבייס הלל. What's the mocker that we spoke about according to Beis Hillel? You have to mechadish b'dover, that you have to add a tefach onto the schach, or a kolshu al pnei kula, add schach to the sukkah, in order that it should be, if it was a sukkah yeshana, in order that it should be kosher, you need to be machadish b'dov. So we said there's an achlokas if it's likuv or not. So now we have a marker that it's likuva, because based on what we said, l'kulei alma, we learn from the fact that it says chag asukas that it has to be a sukkah l'imei hachag. And the whole machlokas is whether, like Beis Shammai holds, that the pasuk is telling us that in order for it to be a sukkah sachag, it has to be built l'shma. So Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai says, chag asukas ta'aseh l'chashivas yamim. So then the pasuk is miyutar. So since it's miyutar, you can learn a chiddush. And the chiddush is that in order for there to be a sukkah sachag, you need that it should be done l'shma. It should be made l'shma for the days of the chag. And Beis Hillel holds, no, pasuk isn't superfluous, and we'll use it for something else, as the Gemara says, and there's no gilui that we require that it should be l'shem chag dafka adiasiyah l'shma. And therefore it's enough to have any type of chiddush davar, but you still need a chiddush davar. In other words, if the pasuk is superfluous, then it has to be mamash asiyah l'shem chag. But Beis Hillel doesn't hold that it's superfluous, and therefore he doesn't need asiyah l'shem chag, but it still has to be a chiddush davar. It still has to relate to sukkahs. You can derive that from the pasuk. If the pasuk was mamash superfluous, so then it would have to be asiyah l'shem chag. According to Beis Hillel, you don't mamish need asiyah l'shem chag, because the pasuk isn't superfluous, but you need something. It has to somehow relate to the chag. So at least that's a chiddush davar. You need a little bit of a chiddush davar, and that suffices. And also, we also understand she'ein psul shel tasev eloy mina asui. There's no psul of tasev eloy mina asui. Why not? As we spoke about in the previous shir, that this psul is only when there is no sukkah at all. There's no sukkah at all, we've absolved tasev eloy mina asui. But when it's already considered a sukkah, even if it's lacking a hechsher, it's already considered tasa, like we see in the sugya and the zayin, that if a person's choytet begodish, if he digs out a haystack, if it already has a goyva tefach, it's not tasa v'lo min asui, even though it's not enough to have a goyva tefach for hechsher sukkah. But the fact that there was already a little bit of an asiya, that already makes it tasa, and that you dig out more is not a problem. So even though there wasn't yet Hechsher Sukkah until your Mechadish Badavar, and so you would say it's Tasev Elom and Asui, because it wasn't a Kosher Sukkah, and this isn't much of an Asiya. And just adding on a tiny bit is not considered much of an Asiya, but you don't really need an Asiya, because It already was a sukkah. It wasn't a totally kosher sukkah. But you already did a proper asiyah on the sukkah, that he built the kosher sukkah. And then the chiddush davar is not a psul and tasev elo mina asui. All you need to do is make a little bit of an addition, a little bit of a chiddush davar, because it's already considered a sukkah before. And since it's already considered a sukkah before, even though it's lacking a hechsher, but still, it's not considered tasev elo mina asui, as long as it's just like if you have the chatit, the gadish, which has a gova tefach already, and then you dig out the rest, it's fine, because it's already considered enough of an asiya. The fact that you have a partial asiya is already considered enough of an asiya. And here also, you already have a sukkah, and the Mechadish Badavar is just to sort of put the finishing touches on it to make it that it's L'shem Mitzvahs, L'shem Yemei HaChag, for the days of Chag, but there's no psul of Tasev Elo Mina Asui, because you already did a proper Asiyah. It's already considered a sukkah. It's just lacking the Hechsher. So that's considered Tasev, it's not considered Min HaAsur. And therefore, all you need to do is make that last little change and everything is fine. So this inyan of being mechadish b'davar is not a din be'etzem Hashem sukkah. It already has a Hashem sukkah. It's an additional din be'hechshu sukkah that we require that it be miyuchedes l'me'achag. And therefore, the first asiyah is considered tase, and there's no problem with tase v'lo min ha'asui. And we've yesod gadol for this this chiddush that we're saying from the din that we see on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, Das Rabbi Yehuda, Daf Chof Zayin, Das Rabbi Eliezer, Amud Beis, that we require a sukkah ruya l'shiva. What do you mean a sukkah ruya l'shiva? Why would you need a sukkah ruya l'shiva? And the answer is because there's a din that the sukkah should be shayeches l'imei ha'sukkahs. Shabazel, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yehuda, Shemeral Zeshetiazu, Sukkah shall call Shivas Yimeachag. Because that's the assert of Sukkah. The Sukkah has to be. It can't be a Sukkah Yashana because it's not Yimeachag. So that's why it has to be a Sukkah, a Ruiyah Lashiva, because it has to be a Sukkah that's Ruiyah, that's fitting for all the days of the holiday. So the rabbis don't have a pasuk, and therefore, according to them, it doesn't have to be royal kol shiva. But the yisod adin we see of word b'divrei Rav Elazar Yehuda, that or Yeshua, that sukkah is only when this sukkah is going to be a sukkah shall call yemei achag. We come out mefurish came lahedya, the Rashi b'daf chov zayin amud beis b'divrei maskil asa shekasev sham Rashi and Rav Elazar. Make a sukkah for the holiday of 7 days. So that's mamish. Our yisod is in Rashi. Kimat mila b'mila. Shemavur shakol b'din shel asei l'shem chagu. In other words, what does it mean l'shem chag? Not l'shem mitzvah chag. L'shem yemei achag. That the sukkah has to be for the days of the or for the 7 days of sukkahs. That's why you're building it. Requires the rabbis don't require that koy me'achag, but be karon shel l'shem chag. Everybody agrees it has to be l'shem chag. It has to be for all the days. Rabbi Lezer holds it has to be for real all the days, but it has to be l'me'achag. So even the rabbis agree to that. Everybody agrees it has to be l'me'achag. So the rabbis hold we don't have a pasuk has to be l'kol yemeachag, but it has to be l'me'achag. Rabbi Lezer holds it has to be l'kol yemeachag. That's the yisod advarim. That's the reason that you're building it. Lishma is that it has to be standing. L'mechag asukas. And this we see in the Gemara that we spoke about before, on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gabe Sukas Ganvach v'Sukas Rakbash. Ayn Shem b'Sugya the Miganvach lo v'Machshirin in Rakbash. That Sukas Ganvach is not going to tell us about Rakbash. And Rakbash, again, Ganvach, Goyim, Noshim, Behem, Akusim. Rakbash, Royim, Kaitzim, Burganin, Shemre, Peris. So from one you can't learn the other, from the other you can't learn the one. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara says that first Tana holds that Ganvach is stronger because it's Kavua. It's made for Zman Rav, and Rakbash is not. Rakbash is only made for Zman Kotzer. The other Tana holds that Rakbash is stronger, because Rakbash is made for Bnei Chiyuva, and Ganvach is not made for Bnei Chiyuva. V'imeino b'oto mishkal, ma sheikh b'ze inyan shel alima shel ze b'yachas l'ze. So we see that the chumra and the kula are b'oto mishkal. In other words, it's the same playing field. Ganvach and Rakbash are in the same playing field, and therefore we can say one is stronger than the other. It's not apples and oranges; it's apples and apples. Why would that make them this? Why is that the same gather of chisaron? Why is the fact that it's rakbash is not kavua, and ganvach is not for bnei chiyuva? Why is that the same gather of chisaron? Seems to be two completely different things. What's the comparison, Bechal? It's not the same. It's not the same league. It's not the same. It's apples and oranges. L'chayr, l'fil gemara, it comes out that it's not apples and oranges. It's the same thing. How is the kvius and b'nei chiyuva? How's that the same? How's that the same chisarin? That rakbash is not kavua and ganbach is not for b'nei chiyuva. These are two completely different chisronos. And primarily, it's hard to understand mehechi tesa. We should say that ganbach is stronger because it's kavua. Other rabbi, we pass in diras sukkah diras aray b'inam, and kev is a chisaron in the sukkah. Ayim is a begamar b'daf beis daf zayin and beis v'od mechi tesi, that this is going to be a maila. It's a maila because it's kavua. It's a chisaron, and the gemara says it's a maila. It's very tamur. And you can't say that this tana holds that sukkah diras kev b'inam. Vayen bebach b'simin tov reish lamed hei shekosav kichidush lahachshir sukkas rak bashel goyim afo pi sheish b'zeh tarti ligreyusa deloy kvi v'lav b'nei chiyuvinin. Look at that. The Bach says, you know, is sukkas rak bash is kosher if it's of goyim, even though it has two chisroinus. One is that it's not kavua, and one is, and the other one is it's not b'nei chiyuva because it's a rak bash of goyim. So you see that he considers a lack of kviyos to be a chisar. What do you mean? We pass in diras aray b'ina. That's the Bach talking about. And the Aruch Lener discusses the Bach, and he says, how can the Bach be mechadish that? That if it has both chisronos, it's rakbash of goyim. And therefore, it's tarat ligreyusa, it's lo kvi, and it's laf b'nei chiyuva. That it should be kosher. How can it be mechadish this? What's the problem? La halacha, there's no chisaron in diras aray. What's the whole discussion here? The Bach says it's a chisaron that it's not kavua. And the Aruch Lener says, how can you be mechadish this? It's not kavua, and it's laf b'nei chiyuva, it's okay. Ma pitom, diras aray is not a chisaron. We also have to understand the sukkah's ganvach, that we say that there's a chisar and mishum delav b'nei chiyuvin in him. Very ganvach, hainu goyim nashim behema kusim. So sukkah's behema could be that Yisrael made. So why is it called a sukkah that's not bar chiyuvah? Maybe a Jew built it, and a Jew is a bar chiyuva. So it should be b'seder gamur. Why does the Gemara assume that sukkah's behemah is not bar chiyuva? And Taka in the Gilyani Ashas in the Sugi, he says that it's talking about a sukkah that was made by behemahs, tzarchiyim. We also have to understand the Yatzim Chisaron of Lav B'nei Chiyuvin in him. We paskin like Beis Hillel, that we don't require a sukkah l'shem chag. So we have a lot of kashas on this Gemara. Aber lafi dvareinu nira. Again, the last kash is this chisaron of lav b'nei chiyuva. We paskin like Beis Hillel that it doesn't have to be l'shem chag. So, who cares if they're b'nei chiyuva or not? It doesn't have to be for the mitzvah of sukkahs. So, based on what we explained, we can say as follows: that since we explained that it doesn't have to be l'shem chag, but it has to be l'shem yimei hachag. So because of that, we might have thought that only a sukkah kavua is munach, that it's a sukkah yimei hachag, but sukkah saroi, that the muhusa davar is only l'shaito, not for afterwards, it's only for now, not for later, we can say that she'ein zu klal sukkah yimei hachag, v'gam chidush lo yoyel ba. And chidush shouldn't even help, because it's munach, that it's not, if it's not kavua, it's munach, that it's not a sukkah l'shem chag. Only if it's kavua, that it's a sukkah l'shem chag. But if it's not kavua, it's not a sukkah l'shem chag. That's what you'd think, and a chiddush davar is not going to help. And so too, the nidan b'bar chiyuv is not ba'asiyas sukkah, who made the sukkah. The nidan is for who the sukkah is made. Like we spoke about by sukkah's behemah. It could be that a Jew built it, but he's building it for behemoth. Because if it's made for a bar chiyuv, who's chayv and mitzvah sukkah, so mistama munach b'zeh, that it's going to be made for the days of the chag in order to be makayim yechiv. Mashenkein sukkah, that's not for a bar chiyuva, that's not a masir limei hachag. So on this nidon of ad kama, the sukkah is limei hachag, as a machlokas tanaim in the sugya, what's more sukkah limei hachag? What's more considered a sukkah limei hachag? Ganvach or Rakbish? That's the question. And therefore, the plus and minus of Ganvach and Rakbish are in the same minyan. And that's where it says, Haitana lima le this and Haitana lima le that. Haitana lima le Ganvach mishum de kvi. And if it's kvi, then it's made for sukkahs, for yimei hachag. And the other Tana holds that rakbash is better because it's for b'nei chiyuva, which means that that's in the yimei hachag. So it really is the same playing field. But that's the discussion, is it being made yimei hachag or not? And therefore we can discuss, is sukkahs aroi of lav b'nei chiyuva, it's not a sukkah like the Bach. The Bach discusses. Then the Bach is machshir, the Aruch Huner asks how he gets it. But that's a problem. Because since this is a sukkah saroi, but wasn't made for sukkahs, it wasn't made l'mei hachag. Since it's only temporary, it means it wasn't necessarily made l'mei hachag. And if it wasn't made l'mei hachag, and it's also not for b'nei chiyuva, so it also isn't for l'mei hachag, so maybe it shouldn't be kosher. So that's the nida. That it isn't for Yimei HaChag, and it isn't for, because it's Aroi, and it's not for B'nei Chiyuva. Shem Shul Chagav, unless Eloi L'Kfiyus, V'loi Yis HaSukkah L'Bar Chiyuva, it doesn't have the Kfiyus of being Yimei HaChag, and it's not made for Bar Chiyuva to be Yimei HaChag. So with our Yisof, friend for the Alakashas on the Sugya, we understand why each is a plus and a minus, why being Aroi is a Chisaron, and how that ties in with Bar Chiyuva, because they're both talking about if it is Meili Me'achag or not Meili Me'achag. And then if it has both Chesronos, maybe it's no good. And with this, we can also answer the Kasha, the Prima Godin, and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Vav, and the Mishpat says Zav, and Siv Kotlin Gimel, and the Aruch Lener, and our Sugya. And the Mishnah of Ezi Sukkah Yishana Kol Shasah Kodim L'chag Shloshim Yom, they ask, why does the Mishnah tell us the Koach Teira? To be machshir not only b'stama, but even if you made it b'feirish lo l'shem Sukkah, like Sukkah's Ganvach and Sukkah's Rakbash, why does the Mishnah tell us the Koach Teira of Ganvach and Rakbash? Ayin Sham, Aruch Lener, and the Prima Godim. Based on what we explained, you're right. When it comes to making it l'shem mitzvah, ganvach and rakbash are worse because these were mamish not made l'shem mitzvah, like the Aruch Lener asked. But klapei the inyan of l'shem chag, which is l'imei hachag, we can say that a sukkah yeshana is worse because a sukkah yeshana is much further away from the chag. And the chiddush is that it's still considered a sukkah for these days, according to Beis Hillel. And that's a bigger chiddush than ganvach and rakvish, which are made before the chag, because ganvach and rakvish mistam were made for yimei chag. So that's the chiddush. It's telling us a chiddush lebeis shamai, that it's puzzle. But since it's a sukkah yeshan, it's not made yimei chag. It's puzzle. Ganvach and rakvish mistam were made yimei chag. Is that the mission's not telling us? Saying it's a chiddush for Beis Shammai. If it's a sukkah yeshan and mistam, it wasn't made in me'achag. And according to Beis Hillel, it's a chiddush leheter. But it is in me'achag. All I have to do is be mechadish b'davar. And therefore, the Mishnah taught us such an oifen, such a scenario, and not the ganvach and the rakbish. So, Baruch Hashem, we have really made progress in this sugya. And we have a sach tzureden. Still a lot more to talk about. So I can only ask that you stick with me. And we will see more and more nefilos gedolos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you for listening. It was gevaldik. Do we know that we should be zechet to continue? Thank you. Shalom. Shalom. Sviyaz Trent.